welcome to another episode of The Reverse Shot. I'm John Salmon. Joining me, Andy Peterson.
Yes.
Sorry. I like October, man. I get happy with all this spooky stuff, the Halloween vibe. I'm kind of sad that 2020 has been a rough year. Mm-hmm. A lot of things changing. One of those being, I'm sure, the way Halloween's going to be celebrated this year. Man, kind of sad.
I was actually,
for some reason, looking really forward to Halloween Horror Nights here at Universal.
Well, here's what you do. You get a shirt cannon, you fill it up with candy, and you shoot it at the kids when they're like 50 yards away.
Perfect.
It's social distancing Halloween.
With a cannon.
Yeah.
That's
just
sick.
Rock kids in the face.
You feed the neighborhood. I like it. But before we get into today's film, which is actually an Adam Sandler's newest joint, Hubie Halloween. We're going to get into a nice, good old-fashioned cinema brawl.
Cinema brawl, cinema brawl.
And today, we have two combatants entering the ring. This is the segment where we like to see which two popular movie characters will stand in the Colosseum. Who would become the victor? Who would be the loser? And today, Andy, I have two people. It's going to tie in two of Adam Sandler's other previous classics. We have Adam Sandler's Billy Madison. Sorry, Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
Versus Adam Sandler's Hubie Dubois. Who is winning in a fight to the death?
Does Hubie have his thermos?
Yes.
I don't know, because Happy Gilmore can take fastballs off the chest.
Yes, Happy Gilmore, Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore, he could throw hands, he could fight.
I'm taking Happy Gilmore, man.
You're going Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, easily.
I would say Hubie,
just because of that thermos?
No, that man can dodge.
He can dodge.
Everything that came his way, he's dodging. No, I feel like Happy Gilmore is gonna be struggling.
Just get pissed off.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to lay a hand on him. So
shut up.
But since I propose this to you, you say Happy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Happy it is. Is he the victor?
Yeah, I think so.
One foot on the chest.
And you know who's crowning him? Ben Stiller. Because his character's in both those films.
Love it. And with that, we are talking about Hubie Halloween, Adam Sandler, Netflix, For the Family.
Adam Sandler back to the goofy voice.
Oh yeah, he's taking it back.
This isn't your uncut gems, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah, he's taken what he's learned from Uncut Gems. And he's tossed it out the window. And he's back, baby.
He's back. And from the looks of it, everyone hated this movie.
Well, I guess that's an interesting place to start then.
Yeah.
Because after watching this movie, we learned that not too many people were really rocking with it.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, I could understand, but at the same time, like 30 seconds into this film, it's like it was almost exactly what I was looking for.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm going to laugh at like the cheap fart jokes and like horrible humor just because that's what I signed up for.
Some of them were cheap jokes, but then some of them were kind of funny. Like when Adam Sandler was trying to talk to Kevin James through the crack of the window and it was just a close-up of his lips trying to get... That was funny, dude. I mean, I don't know, like, who couldn't crack up there?
I mean, it was funny, or Kevin James was funny.
Yeah, man, this movie's loaded. I don't know, for me personally, I haven't seen... I tapped out a lot on a lot of Adam Sandler's more recent stuff. There's some gems in there, but Grown Ups 1 and 2 and Jack and Jill and that some other ones like he did with Jennifer Aniston. Like, I just kind of, you know.
Yeah, I did too.
Don't want to get overloaded, but I guess that big break, Ridiculous 7 or whatever, like, that big break away from this silly Adam Sandler, I mean, it's, I guess I don't mind it as much, you know, just going in knowing that it's him and, like, 10 of his buddies just, like, goofing off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a quite a luxury to
that's
have.
That's what it is, and they got a fun budget, and they made it, it was a Halloween film. It made me feel as though I was, like, in Halloween.
This
it was
movie
like
has
Halloween Town. It was better.
Yeah, exactly. It had like those vibes. I mean, the character. Let's go over the plot. Despite his devotion to his hometown of Salem and its Halloween celebration, Hubie Dubois is a figure of mockery for kids and adults alike. But this year, something is going to bump in the night, and it's up to Hubie to save Halloween. Yeah, I mean this. It's a pretty. Everyone in this movie's a jerk to Hubie, huh?
Yeah, even a little O'Doyle makes an appearance.
Oh, yes, O'Doyle from Billy Madison.
Because O'Doyle rules, baby.
Still in this, yeah, and he's still a jerk, coming from a long line of O'Doyle jerks. But yeah, everybody just gives Hubie a hard time. They mock him. They don't really want him to be around. Seems to be a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's just trying to help everybody. He loves Halloween.
He's all
loves
about
his
Halloween.
Mother. Yeah, all about Halloween, especially making sure everyone's safe in the neighborhood.
He loves his nice mother. Guy. I love his mother's t-shirts in the film.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, his mother loves to go to the thrift shop and buy these shirts for 50 cents, but they're all like the worst shirts. They all have like these
boner donor.
Yeah, sexual innuendo jokes that I think are going over her head. She thinks there's something else. Like, oh man, what was another one? Like, it's not going to lick itself or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. This movie has Adam Sandler as Hubie Dubois, Kevin James as Sergeant Steve Downey, Julie Bowen, Violet Valentine, Ray Liotta, Steve Buscemi, Rob Schneider, Maya Rudolph, Tim Meadows, Michael Chiklis, June Squibb, George Wallace, Kenan Thompson, Shaquille O'Neal, Ben Stiller even has a freaking appearance. How are you mad? Who's mad at this?
How are you mad at Shaq from this movie?
Dude, Shaq just pops up in it and delivers quite a bit of humor before leaving. I don't know, man.
I didn't hate it.
Is it weird? Yo, I'm telling you, I'm getting soft. Is it weird that I got sad?
Did you get sad, bud?
Dude, I get sentimental, man.
Yeah? Do you
like,
not
all
like
these people...
You didn't like him picking on Hubie?
No, why are they all so mean to this guy?
Oh,
what's
man.
The point? They're all so mean to Adam Sandler, except for Julie Bowen, who... Start along Adam Sandler in Billy Madison as the love interest. Again, alongside him as the love interest, as Violet Valentine.
And my girl still has it going. I'm good for Julie. She's
you go, girl.
Yeah, you go, girl.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. You get yourself a man.
You get yourself a Modern Family or something.
Good for you. So, like... Yeah, she's the only person who's kind of, or not even kind of, like, the complete opposite of everyone else.
Yeah, her and his mom.
Yes. And Julie is smitten by Hubie, just like Hubie is smitten by Violet, except for he's too afraid.
Yeah.
So he can't really, like, can't really get it out.
No.
Can't,
Poor guy. And this is what made you sad, huh?
No, what really got me was when he was defending them even when they were still bullying him. I'm like, dang, Hubie. Come on, man.
get it together, man.
Yeah, there's the, at the heart of this movie, there's a little bit of a mystery because there's this...
psycho on the loose.
Yeah, some psycho escapes from an institution, and he's on the loose, like, wandering back into town.
Steve Buscemi's doing his own thing.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi is, like, a newly moved-in neighbor. He's being strange. Ray Liotta's kind of strange. Everyone has some strange activity going on for the most part. Can I just talk about really quick, though? I loved Kevin James.
His hair.
Dude, Kevin James is wearing the craziest of wigs.
It is a full-on Canadian passport.
I don't even think they were trying to hide that it's a wig.
No, not at all.
It's hilarious.
And the beard.
Hilariously wiggy. Yeah, and his beard. Like, he just almost looks like the Wolfman. He's so hairy.
They make jokes that he looks like a Muppet, and he looks like human Muppet.
Yeah, he does. He's got some ridiculous hair. Tim Meadows shows up with an insane hairpiece. It's sitting like 5 feet off of his head. It's crazy. His forehead is huge.
Bruce Willis is watching it at home. He's like, how do you get that?
Yeah, he wants that hairpiece.
How do you do that?
He could use that in The Sixth Sense. Yeah, I just like it, man. Like, come on, we got Steve Buscemi in here. You know, a frequent collaborator with Adam Sandler. And you see that even Steve Buscemi's having fun.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta's having fun.
Rob Schneider's having
Rob Schneider will take all the fun he can get.
Yeah.
We got Academy Award winning Paul Thomas Anderson's wife in here. Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
There's a connection. PTA is connected to Hubie Halloween.
He's directed Hubie.
Yes, at one point in time. Yeah, I just don't. I don't know if there's hate for it. I haven't seen.
Oh no, there's like pure hate.
Pure hate?
Yeah.
What were people waiting? What?
What were they expecting? Like some Academy Award-winning phenom?
The director, Stephen Brill. I guess he's an actor too. Might be familiar to you. I'm not too sure as like if I've seen him in anything as an actor, but yeah, he's directed a few other Adam Sandler movies. He's directed what was it? I think he directed Heavyweights.
Hey.
Little Nicky, Mr. Deeds.
Hey.
He did do a segment on Movie 43, but no one talks about Movie 43.
Nope.
He did The Do-Over, which is, I think, another Adam Sandler joint. He did Sandy Wexler, which is an Adam Sandler joint.
Wow.
So they're frequent collaborators.
So this is a part of that big Netflix deal that Adam Sandler...
If I remember correctly, that Adam Sandler deal is like 8 movies?
Yeah, what are we on now?
I mean, are we not on like 12? For real, though, I thought like we have the Sandy Wexler one... There's the Ridiculous 7 or whatever. There's the Do-Over. There's like the Murder Party thing. There's Uncut Gems. There is
I don't think Uncut Gems.
I think it does.
Does it really?
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, I could be wrong. I think in some places, like in other countries, I think in Canada, for instance, it went straight to Netflix, didn't do the whole theater stuff. Oh. If I recall, I could be completely wrong.
Oh, I thought it was like a deal they made with Happy Madison.
I'm not sure. Maybe it was Happy Madison.
Terrific.
I think one of the things that I wanted for this for Hubie Halloween, I said it to you before the movie started, Andy, is that I'm just looking for it to fall in line with some favorite Halloween feel good movies that I enjoy. You know, Monster Squad's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hocus Pocus or something like that, where it's like this lighthearted family comedy that you can watch any Halloween. You know.
Yeah, and it kind of, you know, grazed a bunch of that. It grazed a bunch of his older stuff. It brought back some older characters. It grazed, Even some horror classics, like slasher vibes.
Yeah, exactly. It had like some horror, some slasher vibes with the whole like a loose escaped patient, and it had some supernatural vibes. You get like your classic shots of people roaming the streets in costumes and everyone's trick-or-treating. Love it.
Yeah, it's cool. It takes place in Salem, Massachusetts, where it's obviously where the Salem witch trials happen.
Yeah, you have that connection.
They go all in on Halloween. And I mean
the freaking radio station is WTCH.
Yeah, witch.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. I do think there's some like weaker elements. Like, I do like Julie Bowen, and how she is nice to Hubie and nice to Adam Sandler. But I think their like relationship was just a little strange.
Yeah, they could have had a better connection.
I wish that like Hubie would have just brought her along for a portion of his adventure. Versus like every time she kind of shows up, he's like, I gotta go. And then he like leaves her and then leaves her and leaves her and leaves her. It would have been cool if she was like by his side during these moments. But I still liked her performance. I liked them together. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. No, and I thought it was, like you said earlier, I thought it was better than a lot of Adam Sandler joints. I don't know what these people, I think they saw Uncut Gems and were like, oh, he's never going to make a bad film again. Yes, he is. He promised that. Of course he is.
Yeah, it's what he likes to do. I mean, I'm telling you, if you just go in with the understanding that this is Adam Sandler making movies with his friends to like entertain you, it's a pretty fun time. If you want a bunch of that, you're good to go, man. Like, if you're expecting something else, I don't know. But if you like Adam Sandler and you like his whole Happy Madison squad, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of bummed out, like, Chris Rock doesn't appear. But, like, you know, we were, like, almost close to getting a Chris Rock, like, appearance in the movie, too.
Yeah, we got enough. And, you know, we're not following him with a gym. So it's like we're following him. And I'm not saying that the film is a gym. But I don't know. It's something fun and silly that 2020 needed for October. I mean, you're not getting many horror films this year, so you gotta get something Halloween related. And this might be the closest thing when it comes to films that we get this October.
Yeah, that's like pure Halloween.
Yeah. Because weren't we supposed to get the second Halloween this year?
You know what? I think you might be right. Yeah. I think we're supposed to get this
second installment, right?
Yeah.
And then next year was supposed to be the third one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we don't even get like a traditional like Halloween horror film. So, hey man, this is the closest thing. Take it or leave it.
You know what I would like to see this become? I want to see Hubie turn into
Ernest.
Like, yes. Ernest Scared Stupid. Take me on another adventure with Hubie.
I want a Hubie Hanukkah.
I want a Hubie Saves the Day. I want a Hubie Saves the Planet.
Hubie goes to jail.
Hubie fights aliens. Like, I want Hubie to continue on. Adam Sandler, I think you did a good job, man.
Yeah.
I got sad. I shed a tear. It was getting sentimental. And I was like, dang. Dude, Adam Sandler's done it to me. Click? I was like, hey, Ma, you want to watch some stupid Adam Sandler movie? We put on Click. 45 minutes later, I'm crying. I can't even like look at my mom because I have tears. I'm like, this movie's so funny, Mom. This movie's so funny.
He just wants his family.
Look at the remote, Mom.
Look at Christopher Walken, Mom.
Isn't it funny? Rocking back and forth in my chair like snot tissues. Mom. He loves his family. I'm done. But yo, I swear it was like that. I was wrecked watching Click. Like, why? Tons of fart jokes.
I think that one did a lot of people in.
Tons of fart jokes, tons of poo jokes. And at the end of the day, get you crying.
So, and apparently same thing with Hubie Halloween.
Dude, that's a Happy Madison stamp.
It's like Pixar.
It's like, this is the seal for Happy Madison. It's like lots of poop jokes make you cry. Seal.
It's like the seal for Pixar is that's we the formula. We kill off the family in the beginning.
The formula, dude. Make you cry by the end. It worked. Wow, do I go back and watch other Happy Madison? Am I going to be crying at the end of Grown Ups?
I mean,
yo, I'm at this point.
Go watch The Cobbler and let me know if you cry.
I might. Dude, at this point, I'm crying at anything.
Don't want to be all by myself.
Oh my god, I don't know if I was being serenaded or if I was being haunted. It sounded haunting on the other end.
Wipe out.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, I mean, I don't really have much more else to say about Hubie Halloween without going into full-on spoiler territory. And I mean, as this movie just came out, give the people the chance to experience that on their own. There's a lot of mystery. Don't want to really like ruin all that stuff. But if you're looking for a good old fashioned Adam Sandler movie,
yeah,
the heck, you got it.
It's lighthearted. It's free. I mean, to a point. I mean, if you don't like it, you just don't watch it. I don't understand why people have to just bitch and complain. Like,
watch your language.
All around.
Watch your language. No, I'm just kidding.
What I say, complain? Is that word again? But I don't know. I've got nothing too much against it. I mean, I'm not gonna nitpick it. It is what it is. You know what it is.
Yeah, if I'm in the spirit, am I trying to get in the Halloween spirit? I'll probably put on Hubie Halloween. Like, yeah. If I was, would I be mad if Hubie Halloween came on? No way.
Be like, hey!
Who put that movie on?
Who put on Hubie Halloween?
Is that Hubie Halloween in the next room?
Son?
Turn it off. Yeah, no, definitely not, man. I wouldn't mind seeing this again. It's fun. I'd give it like a 2.5, 3. Solid.
Yeah, I give it a 2.5, 3.
Solid.
Yeah, why not?
Check it out.
Do yourself. Do an Adam Sandler joint.
Yeah, it'd feel weird watching this in December, so watch it while you can.
Yeah.
Maybe revisit it next year, but watch it while you can, get in the Halloween spirit, and see for yourself if it's as bad as people say.
And let's get a Hubie, I don't know, Hubie does a road trip, or Hubie, like, gives birth or something, I don't know.
Dude, Hubie needs to defend the neighborhood from aliens.
Yes, Hubie needs to become an OBGYN.
And with that being said, this has been our episode on Hubie Halloween. Let us know what you thought. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Let us know.
Where can they find us?
You can find us at Twitter at The Reverse Shot and Instagram at The Reverse Shot. Don't be afraid. Follow us on there. Let us know what movies we should watch next. And keep tuned for all month long as we keep dropping some more classic Halloween gems. Not of the uncut variety. You see what I did? You see what I did there?
Oh.
You see how I tie Adam Sandler back? Anyway.
Run the credits.
Boom. And with that being said, I'm John Salmon.
I'm Andy Peterson.
And we're out.
Peace.